All right. Let's do this, Michael Pruitt. Let's do it.
Okay.
5, 4, 3. Tuesday, May 8th, 2012. It's the Panel Pals Comics Podcast. I'm Leo.
I'm Michael.
And this week, we have some fun stuff, I think. Of course, I say that every week, but still. So, Michael, what'd you do this week? What's been up?
Well, today we just got back from Trivia Night with Morgan and our good friends Lauren and Eric, who just got engaged, so congratulations to them.
If they're listening, congratulations, which they probably are not.
But
yeah, probably not.
Congratulations anyway, it's a big deal.
It is a big deal. They've been together, what, 5 years? Yeah, he actually proposed on their 5-year anniversary, that's right.
And Stephen went with us.
Oh, very so, nice.
It was a fun time.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Basically, I haven't really done much. Tonight, I helped Charles, you know, our buddy Charles. He's doing his own podcast now, as I'm sure you heard in the, episode 19, I believe. And I helped him set up his RSS feed and everything and, you know, feed burner and all that good stuff. I helped him set that up tonight. So hopefully he'll have that up soon, stacksofcomics.com. Go check it out. He's already posted the first episode. It's not on iTunes yet, or it's not on Zune yet either, but it should be soon. So go check it out. It should be fun. I haven't listened to it yet, but I plan on it. I've already downloaded it, in fact. Yeah, so, I don't know. Fun stuff is happening. Fun stuff. Let's see. What do we got for this week, Michael? What do we got? So we have a bunch of interviews coming up. Like, 4 or 5 interviews going on in the next little while, I guess.
And I've actually contacted a couple of them.
Yes, Michael has. I made him do so. I made him be active with the podcast a little bit more. Because usually I do all the emails for interviews, but I made you do one or two or something. I don't know.
It was terrifying, but I did it.
Yep, because Michael's a big boy. But next week, next Wednesday, we are talking the 16th or something. We are going to talk to Rob Guillory of Chew, the artist of Chew. So, we are freaking excited about that. Now, Riley Rossmo, who does Rebel Blood, we've contacted him, and is he doing email or is he doing Skype, Michael?
He's doing email.
Okay, so we're going to email him, get some questions from him. Let's see, we've got, 3 different webcomic creators that we're going to talk to? We're going to talk to... Or no, 2 webcomic creators. One is Felix Goldberg of EverydayBlues.com. He lives in Austria, so we're going to go international for that interview. He and I are already Skype buddies, so just whenever it happens, it should happen soon. We're also going to talk to Ryan Selby of RyanSelby.com. So he does some cool stuff. He's about our age, and so it's kind of interesting to see someone so young doing something like that. And for our other interview, we're going to talk to a small comic publishing company called IC Geeks Publishing. It should be a lot of fun. It should be some good stuff. I think it'll be great, and we're going to... Have we decided whether or not we're going to make an interviews page for the site, Michael?
I think it would be cool to have it nice and organized where people can go on and listen to creators. That might generate traffic from outside sources, I think.
Yeah, this is true. So, yeah, we're probably going to, once we get some more interviews going on, cause we've got, 3 already, 4, something like that.
And a lot more coming.
Yeah, so, you know, once we get some more interviews recorded or, you know, typed up or whatever, we'll make an interviews page and get that going on the site. But, yeah, so we're pretty excited for all these interviews that we've got coming up. We've been busy, people. We have been busy. But, yeah. Any other announcements, Michael?
Nothing I can really think of.
Yeah, me either. Yeah, nothing I can think of. Anyway, so, as always, go check out Outer Realm Comics, outerrealmcomics.com. Michael and I are on the forums over there. You can be our buddy. You know, get involved in the forums. It's a lot of fun. Real Comic Guys, we post the podcast on Real Comic Guys every week. realcomicguys.tumblr.com. And since we've won our epic battle with Stitcher, you can now listen to us on Stitcher Smart Radio. Go download the iTunes app, or not iTunes, iPhone app, rather. Smartphone app, Stitcher. You know, let's go to the App Store, type in Stitcher, download it. You can stream internet radio, podcasts, all that good stuff. You can listen to podcasts like ours or other podcasts, you know, whatever floats your boat. If you're a new member, use the promo code PanelPals, all one word, and help support us. We have a Kickstarter going on, remember? We reached our goal, thanks to Charles, pretty much. But we've reached our goal, but as always, you know, if you want to help support us on our trip to DragonCon and the podcast in general, check us out on Kickstarter. Just, you know, go to Kickstarter and search PanelPals. I'm sure we'll pop up. As always, go check out our site where we are posting all of the podcasts, panelpalspodcast.com. Go check it out. Join the forums over there, too. You can discuss the podcast with us, you know, tell us what you want to hear more of, that kind of thing. Let's see. Anything else we need to plug, Michael? Anything else?
Your brother designed shirts for it.
Yes, he did. My brother designed some really awesome shirts, I think. Or the design is really, really cool. It's like a comic book with it's like a comic book cover with a microphone and also it's great. But go check that out on Kickstarter. And I mean, if someone actually wants a freaking shirt, I guess they can email us or something and we can set that up. We can figure that out. I mean, I don't know. But, yeah. But they're on the Kickstarter page because we're doing shirts as a incentive. So, hey, if you want a shirt, go to Kickstarter. Tell us what's up. Or just email us. That'll work, too. So, yeah. Anything else, Michael? I'm glad you remembered the shirts because I forgot about that.
They're so cool. I couldn't forget.
They are really cool. Jason did a good job on that. He really did. He's like our slave labor for free drawings. Alright, what else? What else do we got? Oh, yeah. So, what was it? Friday night, Michael? Friday afternoon, I guess? Well, I was, I think it was Friday afternoon. Let's see. I was checking the podcast email, and it's like, oh, you have a phone call from this number. And some, like, random California number, and so, you know, I go on Google, and I look it up. Turns out it's the Los Angeles County Department of Child and Family Services. So we got a call from the Department of Family Services, because we're apparently beating our children or something, I don't know. This is why, like, we should
pick
a different area. I don't know. We should have picked a different area code, man.
I mean, it works so well because it has our name in it, but...
Yeah, I know, but now we're getting random calls from the Department of Child and Family Services. It's crazy.
I wish you would have answered.
It didn't ring on my phone.
You should call them back.
No, because apparently, this also phones out on Google. If you call them back, it's like, you can't dial this number or something, because apparently they have phone banks, and some of them are outgoing, and some of them are incoming calls. Apparently. This is all according to Google and random people that comment on those kind of sites. But yeah, so the Department of Child and Family Services heard our voicemail that I recorded. I still thought about that. That's great. Yeah, apparently we're beating our children. That's what's going on. Anything else, Michael? Anything else exciting happen?
Not really.
Yeah.
We finished with classes up here, so.
That's good. That's always good.
Boring.
Yeah. That's always good. I don't know. You want to go ahead and get started with the new releases for the week?
Sure thing. I'm really excited about the ones coming out this week.
I know. All right, so this week in new comics, we got some good ones. Incorruptible number 29, which theoretically should be the last Incorruptible, because I heard they were ending in May, and it is, in fact, May. Unless they're going to do another issue this month. I don't know. We'll see, though. But I'm sad to see Incorruptible and Irredeemable come to an end, because they're both such good series.
Actually, was it the first one we did?
The first one we did was Sweet Tooth.
That's, okay. I don't pay attention.
No, it was Sweet Tooth. It was.
It was one of the first we did.
It was number two or three, I believe. Irredeemable was. We haven't done Incorruptible yet. Maybe once it ends, we can do it.
We like review them together or something.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be pretty cool.
We did say we're gonna do like a revisit episode at one point. We go back and talk about the ended series, whatever.
Yeah. Which, didn't you hear that Sweet Tooth is ending at issue 40?
Yeah, didn't I tell you about that?
Yeah, you did. Didn't you say Jeff Lemire tweeted that?
He did. I'm really upset about that.
Well, I mean, you had to know it was going to end.
It has to end, but I'm going to miss it.
I know, me too. But still, there's, what, 7 issues left. They can do a lot in 7 issues. They can do a lot.
That's true.
I mean, it's a great series. It should be great, no matter what they do with it. Because Jeff Lemire is the man. Yeah, so Incorruptible 29, go buy it. Go buy all the variant covers, because there's usually 2 or 3 of them. Let's see. Batman number 9 comes out. Heck yeah. Because right now in the Batman comics, they're doing Night of the Owls, which is really, really cool. It's a very cool storyline. And so, why does Batman cost $3.99 and Batman and Robin only cost $2.99? That's dumb. Anyway, Batman number 9 comes out. Go check it out. Go buy it. The new Batman comic is really, really good. Michael, you need to read it.
I will then.
All right, you need to read a lot of things, but, you know, that's not the point. All right, let's see. What else comes out this week? Oh, no Sweet Tooth. Oh, that was last week. Oh, yeah. Duh. I'm dumb. Whatever. Oh, yeah. This is a great week for Image Comics. No doubt about it. Invincible number 1 comes out. I mean, 91, rather. Sorry. Invincible 91 comes out. Which should be amazing after the last issue. The last issue was really, really good, wasn't it, Michael?
It was. I can't wait to find out what happens next.
I don't know. I wonder if if it's just going to be a continuous series or if Kirkman has an end in sight for it. You know?
Like, change some stuff up. Like, it's starting to look like he's going to change.
See, I don't think that he'll keep the new Invincible for long, because he's not a very likable character, you know?
Yeah.
Because, he's made not to be likable. He's just made to be not likable for the readers. But, I mean, I don't know. We'll see.
Wait a minute. What issue did you say the last one was? 90?
Yeah.
Did I read that one?
I don't know, Michael. Man, you were behind.
I skipped last month's Sweet Tooth. I didn't even know it.
Yeah. Morning Glories number 18 comes out. Morning Glories is a crazy awesome series. You've read them all, haven't you, Michael?
I have.
And they're great, aren't they?
They are. I can't wait to read the next one. This whole week is basically a list of all my favorite comics.
There's more to come, don't worry. And there's a bunch of gingers in Morning Glories too, which makes Michael feel right at home. There's a bunch of redheads. But, let's see, Skull Kickers number 14. the two guys and Skull Kickers are on a pirate ship right now, which should be interesting. We hope to learn more about why the bald-headed guy has a gun. So that should be a lot of fun. They do a good job with Skull Kickers. It's a good read.
I did. I missed 90.
Michael, did you at least read The Walking Dead last month?
I think so.
You might want to check that, too.
I must have just been in a coma last month and not even... I'm disappointed with myself.
Was it You Know Who week that week?
It might have been.
Yeah, I think it would. It would. Anyway, Walking Dead number 97. Things are heating up in the Walking Dead universe. Things are heating up because Rick is killing people again. Things are happening. So I'm excited to see where they go with this. Aren't you, Michael?
I am. It's supposed to get really big, and something big is supposed to happen in issue 100.
Yeah. It's only 3 more months. It's going to be nuts. Wait, I can't wait. It's going to be, I can't wait. I love The Walking Dead. But, yeah. Let's see, what else comes out? No Avengers versus X-Men this week. Ooh, Wolverine and the X-Men, number 10. Wolverine and the X-Men is really good. It's one of the better... I like it a little bit more than Uncanny X-Men, I think. Because, it's kind of nice to see... It's kind of interesting to see Wolverine as head of a school, you know? But it's a great read. I like the fact... I like what they did with the two, main X titles after Schism. It's really, really cool.
I still haven't read an X-Men title.
Michael! We'll have to fix that.
I just read what you told me to.
I know. No, you find stuff for yourself sometimes.
Yeah, I do.
So, don't lie. But, yeah. Anyway, basically the take-home message for the new comics this week is that Image Comics is going to be freaking great. Like, Image Comics is going to be awesome this week.
I love Image.
I know. There's something about creator-owned comics that just makes us happy. But, yeah, Image is putting out a good crop this week, no doubt about it. Let's see.
I was about to say, is that all of them?
I think so. It's all the ones I read, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Of course there's plenty of others, but it's only the ones we read.
Yeah.
So that's all that matters.
Yeah. So did you go to any comic shops for Free Comic Day?
Yes, I did. And I got free comic books, because that's how Free Comic Day works. Did you?
I definitely went to one, but I didn't get any.
Why not?
Well, I was just there with Steven, and I didn't think about it until we were, leaving.
Michael, you're so crazy.
They didn't really have a lot there.
Yeah, I can kind of see how that would be. I can kind of see how it would be. But yeah, Free Comic Day was awesome. And everyone should have went, because it's free comics, which is two of the best things in the world. Free stuff and comics.
And it was Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, Cinco de Mayo, that's true.
A great day.
Yeah.
Steven has been hooked on comic books since that day.
That's great, though, because I know last night you was just like, hey, guys, I'm going to go read a bunch of comics and then go to sleep. Good night. Everybody was like, okay. It's like, go for it, Stevie. But yeah, it's pretty great. Steven.
He's going to come back home for some more.
Which he will. We'll talk about Planet Hulk soon, and he can talk with us about that. That'll be fun.
Steven loves him some Hulk.
Dude, the Hulk is great. The new Hulk series is great. The old Hulk stuff is good. The Hulk is just awesome. The Avengers movie!
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Oh, if there's one thing that you take home from the Avengers movie, it is that Hulk smash. That's, if nothing else, you learn that. Because Hulk is a boss in that movie.
That was a great movie.
It was so good. Did you stay behind for both after credit scenes?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
Making sure.
What is it? Shawarma?
Yeah, shawarma. Making sure. Man, the first after credit scene, though, oh my gosh. Like, you could hear. My manager and I were talking about it, and he was like, when I was there, you could hear this one guy in the crowd audibly gasp and then go, "Ee!" I was just like, wow.
And you said that was a Thanos?
Don't spoil it.
Well, you can edit that out.
Don't spoil it.
I'm not going to spoil it. Edit
okay.
That out.
Okay, I will. Please.
Good, because I'll feel terrible.
It's okay.
So, okay, we're starting here.
All right. Yeah, the first after credit scene hinted at such amazing things. I can only imagine how Avengers 2 will be. You know?
Yeah.
But apparently between Avengers, like, apparently the next two movies are going to be, like, another Iron Man and another Thor.
Okay. I never saw the first Thor.
Really?
I heard the first one was good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I mean, I saw that at the midnight premiere. And it's not because I wanted to. Like, it was somebody's birthday. And we were all like, hey, let's go see Thor. It was like, oh, okay. And so we went and saw Thor. And then we went and had beignets at like 1 o'clock in the morning. It was pretty good. I mean, it's what you do in college, you know?
Sounds pretty great.
Yeah, Michael, because, you know, YOLO. Michael, YOLO.
I'm already getting tired of hearing that. I've never even heard the song.
Oh, I hate that song so much. It's like, no crap, you only live once. No crap. It's like, no, I'm going to live two or three times just to spice things up. But yeah, The Avengers was amazing. Everyone should go see it if they haven't already. Which judging from the box office counts, everyone has seen it already.
So statistically, you've already seen it.
This is true. Statistically, you have. Statistically, you may have seen it more than once. But yeah, it's, oh god, it was so good. So good. I think Mark Ruffalo was a better Bruce Banner than Edward Norton was. What do you think?
I never saw the other Hulk movies.
What the... Michael!
I know I'm terrible. I'm sorry I spend my time trying to do things with people.
No, you don't!
That was the joke there.
Yeah, that's the joke of the podcast right there. I'm not going to replace you with someone else, man. Not even seeing all these freaking movies.
I heard they were bad, though.
The first one was terrible. The second one was pretty good.
Okay. Maybe this is the first one I heard was terrible.
Yeah. Eric Bana should never be the Hulk ever again. But yeah, I mean, Edward Norton was pretty good. But I think Mark Ruffalo captured the, like, neurotic kind of, you know, timidness of Bruce Banner. My favorite line, though, from him was, like, when that big fish thingy is coming, and Captain America's like, Dr. Banner, it seems, you know, you better get mad, or whatever. And he's like, well, you know, my secret is that I'm always mad. Then he just, boom, turns into a Hulk. Yeah. It was such a good movie.
My mom enjoyed that movie, and she knew nothing about the character, so that tells you it's good.
Yeah. I still think the best line of the entire movie has to be when Captain America's giving out very detailed instructions to everyone. Then he just looks at the Hulk and he goes, Hulk, smash. He's like, rah. Then he just jumps onto a building and starts killing things. Yeah.
Hulk did indeed smash.
Yeah. If there's nothing else that you learn from that movie, it is that Hulk smash. That is something you can take home from the movie. And it's pretty good 3D. I saw it in 3D.
I did too. It was great.
Like, usually 3D movies kind of suck, but it was pretty good.
It was like the first like, real 3D movie I've seen. I'm not even going to count The Lion King.
Yeah.
It was a pretty great experience.
I'm trying to think. Oh, I saw Avatar in 3D. That was pretty awesome.
I've heard it is, but... If it's filmed in 3D, it's supposed to look a lot better than if they just go back and put in the depth.
Yeah, man, Avatar is crazy in 3D, man. Oh, God. Yeah, The Avengers is awesome. Everyone who hasn't seen it should go see it. Everyone who has seen it, go see it again. Because they deserve your money. They deserve all your money. Because that was an awesome movie. For comic book fans and non-comic book fans.
Take your mom, because she will love it.
Yeah, take your mom.
For Mother's Day.
Yes, do that. Do that. But, such a good movie. We could talk about this for the whole podcast, honestly. But we can't. We can't. You'll move on to the video game, Michael?
Sure, since you actually bought one.
Yeah, I know, man. Over. I know. It's bad. I've been buying games too much lately.
Bought two.
No, I bought three. I bought Left 4 Dead, Bastion, and then I bought that bundle with Dungeon Defenders.
I would hardly call that bundle buying them.
I paid $5.
For a whole bunch of games where you got to choose the price.
No.
It was
no.
For charity.
No. I didn't get to choose the price. I had to pay $5.20 because that's what the price was.
It was still for charity.
If I got to choose the price, I would have gave him 50 cents because I'm a terrible, terrible person. But that's not the point. The point is, I bought the video game Bastion, and it is freaking awesome. Michael, give us a little short summary of what Bastion's about, if you can.
Ooh, it's been a while since I played it. Are you sure you don't want to do it? I should have played it before.
Yeah.
I'll just pop in and say things.
Okay. So basically, like, you're this guy who's just referred to as the kid throughout all the game I've played so far. I'm only about, like, 5 or 6 hours into it. But, basically, you live in this world that's been torn apart by some catastrophic event that I can't remember the name of.
Is it the Calamity?
Yes, the Calamity. There we go, the Calamity. So the Calamity has effed up your world, basically. But now there's this place called the Bastion, which is like, you know, which is like kind of like paradise, you know. It's a safe haven. Yeah, it survived, basically. It survived the Calamity, more or less. And so you go to the Bastion, and you have to go to these different parts of the world and get these things called... What are they called? I can't remember what they're called now.
City. Well, Shards of the City.
Yeah, it's like Shards of the City. I can't remember... Man, I'm terrible at this. I can't remember what they're called. Now, I've been playing it recently. Anyway, you get these like little Hearts of the City, basically. And you take them back to the Bastion to help the Bastion grow. And you keep doing that, and, you know, the world, like, changes and stuff with what you do, and it's really cool. And there's constant narration that changes depending on what you do. And that, I think, is the best part of the game. Because, like
you got this old guy, like, narrating everything you do.
Yeah, and he has an awesome voice, too, which is one good thing. But also, like, you know... Because you can have two different weapons. You can have one on the right mouse button and the left mouse button. And, you know, like, you say you have a machete and a gun, and he'll be like, oh, a machete and a gun, you know, nothing goes better than that. And you're just like, yes. Because, because he says something different every time, like, every different weapon combination you have is great. I don't know. I love it a lot. What did you think about it, Michael?
I love the game. It's got a great story to it. It's constantly, like you said, the world's constantly changing. There's always like new little things for the narrator to say that you'll find.
Yeah, I mean, it's really nice that they put that much thought into it.
The worlds are so colorful and full of life. Oh,
yeah, everything is like hand painted apparently.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, apparently.
The music is great too.
Yes, I know. I should have bought the soundtrack. I should have paid that extra $3.
I think one of the songs in it got like some kind of award.
Yeah, I think it did. I think I remember reading that somewhere. Which it should have, because it's an awesome song.
It really is. I just listened to it while we were playing.
Yeah, I know. I kind of let that part go for a little while just so I could listen to it.
And of course the narrator had to say that you just sit there and listen to it.
Yeah. But the narrator's cool, though, because like in the beginning of the game, you have a hammer, and like you have to break obstacles to get through certain parts, but you can also just break stuff in general to get money. And so, like, in the very beginning, when after you wake up and you're just, like, breaking stuff, you start breaking stuff for a little while, and the narrator will say, and the kid just raged for a bit. And I thought that was so great, because, you know, he didn't have to say that, because he didn't know I was going to do that, but he only did it because I sat there for a while and just broke stuff. And I just love the fact that the game is so, you know, the narration and everything is so keyed in to what you're trying to do. Which makes it a lot, like, just a lot better playing experience, I think.
It can be pretty challenging, too, especially the first time you play it.
Yeah, I'm on no sweat mode, so I really can't die.
I had a pretty tough time playing it on normal mode the first time.
Like, I can dive, but I have infinite, you know, I have
continues.
Infinite, yeah, continues. Because like I'm just trying to play it for the story and the narrative. I'm just trying to play it for everyone. Yeah, I don't know. It's great though. It's pretty great. What would you rate it, Michael?
It's not meant to be like this really long, huge game. So it's like $15 regular price.
I bought it for like $6 because I'm awesome.
So for its price and it's just replayability and all that, I give it like a 9 out of 10. It's a really great game.
Yeah, like I haven't beat it yet, but I'm definitely giving it like a 9 because it's so great. It's just a wonderful.
It's like it's art.
Yeah, I know it really is. It's almost like a work of art that you can play and kill stuff. It's so good. I love it so much. Makes me happy. I need to play that game right now, Michael. I need to play it right now.
That might be a little bit distracting.
We might have to cut this short.
You need to beat is what you need to do.
I know. I need to beat a lot of things. I need to beat Fire Emblem, too.
Oh, God. I need to do that.
Yeah, I know. I'm on the last chapter, though. It's like I've almost beat the game. I just need to sit down. I'm doing it tomorrow. That's why I decided just now. I'm going to edit the podcast and beat Fire Emblem. That's all I'm doing tomorrow. Maybe get a haircut. Maybe. Who knows? Might go crazy and get a haircut. But yeah. Go buy Bastion. It might still be on sale. I doubt it, though. I really doubt it. But even at $15, still worth it. Hey, if you're lucky, go get on Steam Gifts and join a giveaway for Bastion, because people are giving them away now. So go hit that up, people, because Steam Gifts is awesome.
I still haven't won anything.
I've won 2 things. Suck it. But anyway,
2 things.
Yeah, suck it. Well, everybody won Fairy Solitaire. Everybody.
I didn't win. And I entered.
I still don't, like, there's no way.
I'm just that unlucky.
That's so funny, though. It's so funny. But, yeah, I don't know. You need to win something soon. The odds are in your favor, maybe. Probably not, though. I don't really know how statistics work. I'm bad at math. I'm not bad at math. I just don't like it. I just don't
you
like
think
math.
Think in numbers.
That's not the point of this story. That's not the point of the story. I just don't like math. But,
I hate math.
I know you do. I know you do.
Love programming. Hate math.
Which doesn't make a whole bunch of sense. Whatevs. You want to start on StumblePod, Michael?
Let me get my tab open here.
Alright, let me do the same thing.
I'm ready when you are.
Alright, StumblePod segment.
Every day I'm stumbling.
So, first article. Couple robbed while having sex in a dumpster. So apparently a Kansas couple was having sex in a dumpster when they were robbed at knife point. The assailants making off with shoes, jewelry, and a wallet. A 59-year-old man did the actual thieving, but he was egged on by a 64-year-old accomplice. Yeah. So, you know, it's weird enough that two people were screwing in a dumpster. But it's even more hilarious that two senior citizens decided they would, you know, rob them. But apparently the robbers were busted by the popo, as the article says, and the couple's belongings were returned. So it has a happy ending. But Michael,
well, it depends on who you're rooting for, really.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it has a happy ending for the couple in more than one way.
That's dirty.
I know. It was funny, though. But, like, seriously, why the F were they doing it in the dumpster? Why?
That's disgusting. I mean,
I know.
So much sanitary.
I know, there's just, ugh.
Were they in, like, a city dumpster or what?
I don't know. I mean, all I can think of is just a giant metal dumpster full of trash bags and them just getting jiggy on top of it. That's all I can think of. And that's a terrible image.
And two senior citizens come up and...
Yeah. Hey, decide, hey, let's rob these people. They obviously are preoccupied. I don't know. It's weird. It's weird.
It's a weird story.
I know. I just can't imagine. I just cannot imagine... I can't imagine being in either position, you know? Because, I mean, why would they be having sex in a dumpster? And then why would you want to rob anyone having sex in a dumpster? Just why? Why? That's the real question. Why? To all of it. But, yeah. Second article. California student jailed 5 days without water, drinks own urine.
The story is terrible.
I know. A California university student who was mistakenly left handcuffed in a cell without food or water for 5 days and survived by drinking his own urine is planning to sue, his lawyer said on Wednesday. Daniel Chong, an engineering student at the University of California at San Diego, ended up hospitalized for 5 days after being left unattended in one of three cells at a DEA office in San Diego last month. Chong was taken to the DA office after he was rounded up with several others in a drug raid on April 21st. She said her client was clear of any wrongdoing, and agents told him they would put him in a holding cell for just a minute before driving him home. He was found in the cell by DEA staff after 5 days. He was still conscious, but dazed and hallucinating. Yu, who's his lawyer, said Chong became so desperately thirsty he drank his own urine. And doctors are concerned about possible kidney damage. He had Japanese cartoon characters telling him to find water, she said, referring to the hallucinations. That's nuts. That's nuts.
Wow.
That's like... I don't even know, man. Man, that guy is something else.
The DEA, like, really, they made a huge mistake. Either.
Yeah, they dropped the ball. They dropped the ball on that one.
He's probably going to get so much money off of this. And he should. And
yeah.
He should.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
Wasn't he, like, around people who were had drugs in their possession or something, but he wasn't necessarily doing them. I believe that's what I heard on
the news. There were people, like, people at the apartment that he was in were, like, selling drugs or something. But he wasn't actually doing them. He didn't have any in his system, apparently. But, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it's crazy that they've left him there for five. Like, how do you not notice a guy for 5 days? You know?
Well, I mean, I want to know why they didn't even hear him at all. Like, were they just not at the office?
I don't really, like, how do you just not notice a person for 5 days? Like, how is that even possible?
How'd the guy who put him in there just go home and not think, maybe I forgot something today at work?
Did I leave the lights on? Oh, no. Left the Asian kid in the cell. That's what it was. Like, how? Like, I just don't understand how anyone can forget about that. I just don't understand. Although, I think it is kind of great that his hallucinations are anime characters. I think that's kind of great.
If you were dying of dehydration and you were hallucinating, what do you think you would hallucinate?
That's a good question, man. I don't know. I don't know. Probably comic book characters, because, you know, I read a lot of comics.
That you do.
What about you? What would you hallucinate? Michael, what would you hallucinate?
I'd have to think about that. Or maybe I should just force myself to hallucinate, just to see where it goes.
Yeah, just do some peyote or something.
Because I don't have any real friends, so it would likely be like a character.
Exactly. Man,
maybe be the Mythbusters. That'd be cool.
It'd be amazing. And then Jamie would turn into a walrus.
Yeah,
a walrus mustache. Yeah.
Yes, that'd be great. I would let myself be dehydrated for that.
Me too. Me too. One time in high school, there was this kid who was talking about how he had this, like, terrible fever, and he was all hopped up on Robitussin and everything. He was talking about how, like, there's this scorpion bulldog on his ceiling crawling towards him.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. It's like, that's terrifying. That's not even funny. That is terrifying.
I've never hallucinated, but oh, it's not real, or?
Dude, I don't know. I have no idea.
We have a friend who takes medicine for, is it her sleeping pill that does it?
Yeah.
Takes shadow people, like, crawling at her at night, and, like, the leprechaun from the leprechaun movies.
The leprechaun.
Coming at her with a knife while she's in the bed, and she knows it's not real, but it is still terrifying.
Yeah, I mean, I can only imagine how crazy that would be. I'm almost sad that my sleeping pill doesn't make me hallucinate.
I would almost want it to, just so I'd have stories to tell.
Yeah. Like, I would do a podcast where I just took my sleeping pill and then stayed up as long as I could and just, like, talked about crazy stuff. I would make that podcast if I hallucinated on my sleeping pills. And everyone would listen. Everyone. But, yeah, it's crazy. I don't know, man. But, yeah. Everyone should feel bad for that guy because he went through some crazy stuff. All right, Michael. Third article. Bloody battle between neighbors sees man's arm almost severed with a chainsaw and another's finger chopped off with a samurai sword.
A really long headline.
Yeah, I know. In a bloody battle between two warring neighbors in Australia today, one man's arm was almost severed with a chainsaw, while another had a finger chopped off with a samurai sword. Surgeons were later trying to save the arm of the chainsaw victim, while his neighbor was being treated after losing his finger to the samurai sword. What the F?
Why didn't they just use guns?
I don't know. So, apparently the two men argued over loud music and reckless driving. Mr. Thornton, went to Mr. Jorgensen's house with the chainsaw. Mr. Jorgensen grabbed the Japanese sword and the bloody battle began. Detective Chief Inspector Mark Brett described the result of the confrontation as horrific. He said, a chainsaw is a serious weapon which inflicts pretty brutal damages. It's very disturbing. A chainsaw and a samurai sword are serious weapons. It is too early to say who will be charged, he added. Oh, man, Mr. Jorgensen's going to lose his arm. That's crazy.
Is he the chainsaw victim?
Yeah, he's a chainsaw victim.
I imagine so, because, I mean, you know that thing's got to, like...
Yeah, that, I mean, that's
it's not. It doesn't cleanly cut, no.
Yeah, it, like, just rips it.
Ugh, that makes me cringe.
I know, man. Oh, but, I mean, just think about that. Think about how crazy that is.
I want to know what led up to it. Like, I wonder who thought it was a good idea to go run at your neighbor with a chainsaw or ninja sword, depending on whoever started it.
I mean, apparently it was over loud music. Like, apparently in Australia, they're hardcore like that.
They do have giant spiders.
This is true. This is very true. Oh, man, there's spiders. Oh, my God. F those spiders, man. F those. But, yeah. No, but, yeah, I mean, just think about how hardcore those guys are. He's like, oh, I have a chainsaw. Well, F that. I got a samurai sword.
That sounds like something that happened around here.
Yeah. Oh, redneck.
Basically, the South is like Australia without the giant spiders.
Instead, they have alligators. No, never mind. They have alligators. No, they have crocodiles in Australia. Saltwater crocodiles. Which are more terrifying.
Yeah.
And they have a... Yeah, Australia's just a terrible place to live.
We have giant spiders in our apartment.
Giant ghetto spiders.
Yeah, that's what we call them, because we live in the ghetto.
Michael, you don't really live in the ghetto.
It's the ghetto of our town.
Yeah, but that's like
it'd be more accurate to call it the projects, I guess.
Yes, it would.
My dad kind of does security for the place just by being there.
Yeah,
that's why we live there.
Because your dad's a cop and he has guns. Because that's how he rolls. But yeah.
Oh, we got rid of our crazy neighbors, who I'm pretty sure were into some domestic violence.
That's great. That is great.
They would, like, scream at each other every night, but they moved out, so that's a good thing. Maybe now I can podcast to my dad's without hearing them screaming.
Yeah, no kidding. That's good, though. That's really good that they're gone, Vince. Because you were always like, they're beating their daughter. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Sure did sound like it sometimes. Like, they came really close to me calling somebody.
You should have. You should have been like, Dad! And just, you know, cried a little bit. But yeah. So, let's see. Let's go on to our last article, Michael. Man poses as dead war hero to meet girls on Facebook. So, yeah. Okay, so Dylan Sorbino, employed to meet, so he met several women on Facebook. Instead of filling out his profile and information about himself, Sorbino assumed the identity of Sergeant Roberto Sanchez, a 24-year-old Army Ranger who was killed in 2009 in Afghanistan after 5 tours of duty. That's nuts. Anyway, he was posthumously awarded the Purple Heart. That's crazy. That's very good on him. But anyway, the imposter collected photos of the soldier to use as profile pictures and even advertised himself as a chiseled guy that grew up in New York, studied law, and joined the Army to fight for his country in Afghanistan and Iraq. With his disguise intact, Sorbino would then play poker on Facebook, looking to friend female players. Upon making the connection, the fraud would then use his false military credentials to start online affairs. That's crazy.
What a terrible person.
Yeah. Sanchez's family eventually became aware of the scam thanks to a woman who recognized their son's photos on Sorbino's Facebook page. A group of Sanchez's friends soon confronted the clown, and on Thursday, he finally decided to delete his account. Sorbino's troubles, however, may be far from over. Posing as a war hero on Facebook may constitute a direct violation of the Stolen Valor Act of 2005, which expressly prohibits claiming false military awards. So, that's kind of crazy.
Is that the worst they could argue with?
Yeah, I mean,
my ferret just fell off the top of her cage, and it was kind of funny. Sorry, continue.
No, I mean, you can't charge people just being terrible people. You know what I mean? Like, but
yeah.
The Stolen Valor Act sounds like it could be a heavy fine or some jail time, you know?
I mean, is there no law against posing as someone even if they're dead?
I guess not. The Stolen Valor Act only applies to claiming war or claiming military awards.
I mean, is there no, like, an identity theft situation going on there, or?
He didn't really steal his identity. Like, he didn't really steal. He didn't really commit crimes, though, with his identity, you know? Like, it's not like he spent his money. He just tried to mac on biddies on Facebook. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, no. The guy's a terrible, terrible, terrible person. Like, there's a special kind of terrible. That it takes to do something like that. And I just can't imagine. Just cannot imagine.
Like, I mean, I would lie to me girls, like, really bad.
But you cannot do that.
I cry myself to sleep sometimes or not. But I wouldn't, yeah, I wouldn't do anything like that. That's just terrible.
And if you did, I would punch you in the junk.
Good, I would deserve it.
Yeah. That guy definitely deserves it. He deserves several punches in the junk from several people. I mean, I wonder why he was like, you know what? I'm going to be that dead guy.
He's got a few good medals. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Chicks dig war hero, so...
This is true.
But what was he thinking?
I don't know. I guess he was just like, I can pick up chicks by being a war hero. This is the best plan in the world. But, I mean, it worked for a while, I guess.
Maybe I should try to poke around and see where that goes.
Do it. Do it, Michael. Just don't get caught. Just do not get caught. Take a picture of Prince Harry in his, yeah, he's the one that's in the army over in Britain, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, take a picture of him and his, you know, military stuff, and you can pose as him.
Or is it Prince William?
I don't know. One of them is. Prince Harry's the ginger, though. Prince Harry's the ginger.
I think it might be him, man.
Yeah.
Morgan was trying to get me to dress like him for a while.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that. Yeah, so I think it's about it for StumbleUpon. Had some crazy articles.
As usual.
Yeah, as usual. This is true. This is very true. I love StumbleUpon so much. But yeah, so Michael, you want to talk about the webcomic of the week?
Let me open it up.
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
All right, webcomic of the week, Channel 8. Channel 8. All right. No, I don't want to contact you, although I probably should. Anyway, so Channel 8 is done by Ryan Hudson. It's, I don't know, it's a webcomic, obviously. I mean, it's not, you know, a webcomic that's story-driven. It's just, you know, different strip each or different thing every so often. But I really find it funny. It's really clever. I mean, it's pretty great. Like, a lot of it's not so much, you know, puns or anything, rather than it's just, you know, kind of silly, kind of funny stuff. What do you think about it, Michael?
I like the real simplified drawings that have, like, a little bit of color where needed. They're usually pretty funny.
Yeah, I mean, there's some swearing and, you know, crudeness, but he does it well. He does it well.
The note to self drawings will have like one giant panel and it'll have something. You're like, whoa, what's going on there? And you look down, it says note to self. It'll have a little thing of text and it's kind of the punchline.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's this one I'm looking at. It's like this girl's up on stage with an award and she's like thanking her dad. She's like, thanks, dad. You criticized me where needed and you taught me how to do better, what I do, and all this. And then she says, thanks, Dad. We did this together. And then at the bottom it says, note to self. Do not thank your dad for winning the Adult Entertainment Video of the Year or something like that. Just like little stuff like that. Those are probably my favorite ones.
Yeah, that's pretty great. I like this one. It's like a politician standing at a podium. Thanks to you, the voters, I will embark on another term in office. But the one person I should really thank for my political success is my Lord, Jesus Christ. And the last panel is a picture of, like, Satan, obviously, saying, what did he just call me? I think that is funny. But yeah, it's a pretty great little comic, I think. Possible methods of attracting alien visitation. The first panel is a bunch of like stones and stuff and arranged in a little thing. Second one's a bunch of spotlights pointed up in the air. Third one's a bunch of people mooning the sky. That's pretty great. But yeah, I mean, well, like you said, they're pretty simplified little drawings. They don't have a lot of color, but they have enough to make, you know, to grab your attention. But it's good. I like it a lot. It's a nice comic. It's a nice little comic. I should have contacted him. I should have. I'm slacking, obviously. But, you want to move on to the comic of the week, Michael?
I'm trying to remember what it is.
Oh, come on.
I just remembered. Okay, yeah.
The Strange Talent of Luther Strode. Alright, so comic of the week.
Comic of the week, it happens every 7 days.
Is a Image miniseries by Justin Jordan, Trad Moore, and Felipe Sobrero. Sobrero? We'll go with Sobrero. Anyway. So basically, Luther Strode is this, you know, nerd, this wimpy little guy, and he gets this book called The Hercules Method, or something like that. And, you know, it's like a strong man, you know, workout plan. And he does that, and just, you know, almost overnight, you know, just suddenly he becomes this super ripped, super strong guy who can, you know, stop bullets with his muscles and just tear people apart and everything. He basically becomes a superhero. And that's his strange talent, is the fact that he can do all these things. And, you know, of course, because of his strange talents, people are watching him. People, you know, are trying to get him to do things. And pretty good. Wouldn't you say, Michael?
I liked it. My favorite thing about it, and this might sound a little bit unexpected, but I really enjoyed the brutal amounts of gore.
I know, they did the gore really, really well. Like, I was kind of worried you wouldn't like all the gore, but they did it really well, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. It was great. Like, it's not for the faint of heart.
Yeah, like, there are people that literally explode. Like, quite literally. Not because there's a bomb, but because he's, like, rips them apart. They just explode.
you have like the tops of people's heads getting chopped off with their hands, and
yeah, it's pretty nuts. But
heads exploding when they punch.
Yeah, like they definitely don't shy away from the blood. That's for sure. But it's pretty great. It's pretty great. But,
supposed to continue.
Yeah, there's supposed to be another one this year. October, if I remember correctly. I could be wrong. I could easily be wrong. But, it's supposed to be called The Legend of Luther's Throat.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think, you know, Trad Moore and all those guys did a really good job on things. But,
I think the story was pretty straightforward. Like, he gets his abilities. There's a bad guy conflict.
Yeah, I mean it's kind of a stereotypical story, but
it's fun though.
But like I like the fact that he's just some nerdy guy who, because he does what it says in a book. You know what I mean? I like that.
Yeah.
And I think that Justin Jordan kind of took something that could have been just another humdrum little story and made it something great. He's the writer, Justin Jordan. Now, you know, I think he took just something that could have been just an ordinary story and made it pretty great. And I mean, props to him, no doubt. Props to him. And Trad Moore definitely did not do any slouching on the art at all. Like, no doubt about it.
I bet it's going to get... I mean, you can tell he's got a lot planned for the next series, or the next...
Yeah, I sure hope so.
Because there was a good bit of foreshadowing in there.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be really, really good. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to it.
I feel like this one was just mostly setting you up for that. But, I mean, it's great. It's got a... It's straightforward as the story is. Like I said, It's just, like...
What, Michael?
I'm just trying to...
Trying to verbalize it?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of everything that happened while trying to verbalize it. It's not really coming out.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's pretty great. It's a great comic. It's a nice little miniseries. It's a good story to, you know, beginning, middle, and end in 6 issues. I think they did a great job with that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes trying to fit everything into 5 or 6 issues, you lose a lot. But they did a really good job with that. But, I mean, yeah, Justin Jordan and Trad Moore, they did a great job, I think. Yeah, I mean, I really enjoyed the story, didn't you, Michael?
I really did. I mean, as quickly as it moves along and gets to its point real fast, it's just a lot of fun to read.
It is. I mean, it's a lot of fun. It has a lot of gore, but they do it really well. I mean, it doesn't just make it a gore fest. It actually adds to the story in a way. Because, you know, it shows you just how strong Luther becomes. It shows you just how, you know, just how brutal he can be. And I kind of like that. But, I mean, what would you rate it, Michael? What would you rate it?
I think I'd give it, like, 7.8. Right, rather close.
7.8, that's very specific.
Yeah, I feel like it deserved more than a 7.5, but maybe not quite at 8.
Yeah, yeah. I got you.
I expect great things from the next one. I feel like this was just setting up the next one.
Yeah, I imagine the next one will be really good. The Legend of Luther's Throat, I imagine will be great.
I plan to read it. You should read this, though.
Yeah. Go read The Strange Child of Luther's Throat. Go read it. Go buy the 6 issues. If the trade's out already, which I doubt it is, go buy that. But, let's see. I'd probably give like a 7.5 because I enjoyed it a lot. I really did. But I mean, there were things that could have been better, but it was still really good. You know, it was really good. It was good. No, actually, F that. It's an 8. It's an 8. F that 7.5. See, the more I think about it, the better it is. But anyway, it was an 8. But I enjoyed it a lot. It was fun. Like I said, Justin Jordan and Trad Moore did a good job. And Sobreiro, he did a good job on the coloring. But yeah, I mean, it's a great comic. Go read it. Go buy it. Do your thing, you know. Support them. They're cool. All right, so Michael, that's more or less it for the show, Michael. What do we got for the end of it? Let's see.
I had something I was going to say, but I can't even remember now.
Shame. Shame on you.
I know.
Let's see. Next week, we are going to talk about Deadpool, Merc with a Mouth. We're going to have Andrew on to discuss with us. So that should be fun. He hasn't been on in a while.
I hope Morgan listens to that one. She hates Deadpool.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, the comic book character is pretty cool. But does she know anything about the comic book character? Or she only
not at all. She's just heard and seen so much Deadpool. She says he's too mainstream.
That's retarded. That is retarded. But yeah,
she's a hipster girl. So.
This is true. This is true. But yeah, we're going to talk about Deadpool, Merc with a Mouth. We're going to talk about the webcomic Optipus. You know, it's like a combination of optimist and pessimist. So that should be fun. Let's see, what else do we got? Is there anything else we want to talk about? Oh, yeah. As always, people, you can contact us through email at panelpalspodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, @panelpals. You can text and or call us at 626-765-7257. And I promise you, I will text you back, because that's how I roll. Unless you're the Department of Child and Family Services, and then I will not. But,
they probably heard you threatening to beat your nephew all the time.
This is probably true. I do threaten that a lot. But, contact us. We like to hear from people. You know, just let us know what's up. Go to the website, get on the forums, do that too. I mean, you're always welcome, people.
Oh, I think we should do an updated review of Dungeon Defenders now that you've actually...
Yes, we can do that next week. We can do that next week.
Add to the notes.
Yep, added to the notes that I will write up tonight or tomorrow or Thursday or something.
Whenever you get around to it.
Pretty much. But yeah. I think that's about it, huh, Michael?
Yeah.
All right, well, people, thank you for listening. We appreciate it. We appreciate your support. Keep listening. We like doing it. We like that people listen to it for some odd reason. So until next week, I'm Leo.
I'm Michael.
And that's it for us this week.